Hello, sir. My name is Mary. I'm calling with Opinion Research, and today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. This call is really quick and confidential. Let me ask you, do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
A male.
Thank you so much. And let me ask you, sir, in which state do you currently reside?
Sorry, could you say that again?
Yes. In which state do you live?
In which state?
Yes, sir.
New York.
Thank you so much. And may I please have your zip code?
14850.
Thank you so much. Are you registered to vote in New York?
Yes.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth, just for statistical purposes?
1959.
Thank you so much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you so much. And what is your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you, sir. Let me ask you, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, Democratic Party, or neither?
Republican.
Thank you, sir. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
10.
Thank you. I know it is still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third party candidate Jill Stein?
Donald Trump.
Thank you so much. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote to be your representatives in Congress? The Republican, Democrat, or other candidate?
Not sure.
Okay. And if you have to choose, for who would you vote today?
The Republican.
Thank you. Here are three statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. Statement one, I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. Statement two, I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. And statement three, I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal. Which is the...
Number three.
Thank you so much. Based on what you know now, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in New York when it comes to abortion's legality? Abortion is legal and available in all cases in New York. Abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in New York. Abortion is banned with a few exceptions in New York. Or abortion is totally banned in New York.
The first statement is available in all circumstances.
Understand. And how concerned are you about abortion access in New York? Are you not concerned at all, not very concerned, indifferent, somewhat concerned, or very concerned?
Did you say about abortion access?
Yes, sir.
Indifferent.
Thank you. As you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public vote on directly. How much have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard only a little, or heard nothing at all?
A little.
Thank you. Based on what you now know, if the election were held today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion?
No.
Thank you. Here is the next text of the proposal number one, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in this new November 2024 election. And it says, add anti-discrimination provisions to the state constitution, cover ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender, identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. After reading the ballot after this ballot measure language, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no?
No.
Thank you, sir. What values are behind your current decisions to vote no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? You can choose the two values that best describe the values behind your decision from the following list. Faith in God, distrust of government, goes too far, safety, parents' rights, personal responsibility, responsibility to women, empathy, family, protecting lives of unborn children.
Faith in God and protecting lives of unborn children.
Thank you so much. Does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you less or more motivated to vote?
More.
Would you say much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Thank you. If you learn a candidate for a political office supported the ballot measure, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate? Or it makes no difference?
Less.
Okay, would you say much less or somewhat less? Okay.
Much
thank
less.
You. Okay, thank you so much. Let me select that. And if you learned a candidate for political office opposed the ballot measure, will that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference?
More likely.
Would you say much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Thank you so much. To the best of your knowledge, do Republicans want abortions to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want abortions to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
Want the states to decide.
Thank you so much. To the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or they want the states to decide on their own abortion laws?
The first option, available nationally.
Okay, thank you. And how about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? You want an abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions? Or want the states to decide in their own abortion laws?
Illegal nationally with some exceptions.
Thank you so much. When thinking about who to vote for in the race for the United States Congress, how important it is to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? It is very important, somewhat important, very unimportant, somewhat unimportant, or is neutral?
Somewhat important.
Thank you so much. When thinking about who to vote for in the race for the president, how important it is to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion. Very important, somewhat important, neutral, somewhat unimportant, or very unimportant.
Somewhat important.
Thank you so much, sir. You will now hear some information on a conservative policy agenda called Project 2025, then answer some questions on it. Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines a conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal or restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies that end in miscarriage, banning abortions nationwide, banning in vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, eliminating access to medication abortion. Based on what you just hear, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called Project 2025? Do you feel very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, neutral, somewhat favorable, or very favorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you so much, sir. We're almost there with the survey, okay? Thank you so much for your time. If you learned a candidate for a political office supported the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda and opposed the abortion ballot measure in your state, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference?
That wouldn't make a difference.
Okay. Here are some statements made by people who support Democrats and the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement and how convincing it is to vote for Democratic candidates and yes to the ballot measure. It says, for all the women in our lives, we have the responsibility fight to protect their ability to make the healthcare decisions that are the best for them. That means voting for Democratic candidates who prioritize women's reproductive freedom and voted yes on the ballot measure to protect abortion access. We owe it to our daughters, sisters, wives, and friends to make sure they can make decisions about their own bodies and lives. That statement for you is a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a convincing reason, or not at all convincing reason to support Democrats and the abortion ban.
Not at all.
Thank you so much. The next statement says, if Republicans win this November, they plan to enact Project 2025, which includes a national ban on abortion and monitoring people's pregnancies. This is why we need to protect our reproductive rights by voting for Democrats up and down the ballot, passing the abortion measure and making sure Republicans aren't able to enact Project 2025. That statement sounds to you very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not at all convincing reason to vote for Democrats?
Not at all.
Thank you so much, sir. Now, here's some statements made by people who support Republicans and oppose the abortion ballot. It says, science tells that unborn babies are human beings with a heartbeat who feel pain, makes it have facial expressions, and their organs are fully formed, will continue to grow. I am voting for Republicans who will protect these unborn babies. That is convincing reason, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not convincing reason to vote for Republicans.
Convincing reason.
Thank you, sir. Abortion laws should be decided at the state level. I am voting for Republicans who want to let states determine abortion policy, not the president and Congress. That is a very convincing reason, somewhat. Not very convincing reason, or not.
Could you say that again? I missed that, please.
Mm-hmm. Abortion laws should be decided at the state level. I am voting for Republicans who want to let the state determine abortion policy, not the president and Congress.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. And the last one for this series. Americans want a common sense position on abortion. That is why I vote for the Republicans who support reasonable exceptions to abortion bans, like when a woman's life is at risk or someone is raped or the victim of incest. That is a very, somewhat, not very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you so much, sir. One more time, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you from 0 to 10?
Very important, 10.
Thank you so much. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, one more time, for who would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or third-party candidate Jill Stein?
Donald Trump.
Thank you, sir. And once again, if the election were held today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion?
No.
Thank you. Once again, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote, Republican or Democrat?
Not sure.
Okay, so and if you have to choose, for who would you vote?
If I have to choose, it would be the Republican.
Thank you, sir. What is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
A master's degree.
Thank you so much. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Separated.
Thank you, sir. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Thank you so much. Do you consider yourself one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
One.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I did not vote.
Oh, okay. In the last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is okay.
I'd rather not answer that.
Understand? This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time and kindness helping me with this question, sir.
Have a good day.
You too. Take care.